Michael Lynch, truly extraordinary game of football there, 14 points apiece, level after normal time, level after full time. The margins were very thin there, but listen, you're going to have to go again.
No, that's like I said to the boys there, we're glad just to be going again. You know, it could have been, I suppose, at the start of that second half of extra time, you wouldn't have put too much on us, you know. But the boys showed great character again, and they came back, and you know, we're happy to get another fight out of it.
You seem to be deciding the ascendancy halfway through the second half there, but in the very end it was you looking for that there equaliser, and you managed to get it there right at the very end. And even at the start of the extra time, Arua kicked, I think, 3 points at the very start of it, but again you dug deep. But you said you had a couple of goal chances there, and maybe, you know, looking back, you know, could have took them there, you might have had a bit of breathing space, but as you said, probably just relieved to still be in the championship.
Aye, that's it. I think a goal would have been a big score for any team probably there, you know. Would have given that wee bit of space, because we couldn't just, not another two of us could shake ourselves free. But no, the post will have the charm of life, I suppose. But look, it does what it does, and that's what you get. Like I say, we had plenty of luck other times in the year, so we'll take it, you know.
And say 60 minutes there, you know, the rain did batter down, and it was pretty tricky. Underfoot conditions were especially difficult. It fared up a little in extra time there, but you know, for both sets of players, it was extremely tough out there. You know, lads were slipping, I suppose, or maybe taking the wrong options because of the weather. But listen, I suppose credit to both sides as well, because they did give us a spectacle there, you know, even against in difficult and trying circumstances.
I think if you look at it, there were some lovely scores there, you know, and everything, and the conditions like it. So see, didn't suit anybody, you know. Nobody wants to play in that kind of the weather, you know. And we played, obviously there's going to be mistakes, and like I say, the semi-final adds to that, you know. It's nervous and it's cagey, but you know, boys stand up, like, they're good footballers, you know. Fairness, Ballyshannon close them up, Division 1 probably, if they came up to Division 1, if that had got up, they would have been a good enough team up, and we're howling our own up there, like. So we're good quality footballers, you know, and we have good footballers all round, and Ballyshannon have good footballers, so you know, you'd expect a good game, like.
Yeah, you're out Monday night, and of course a draw here now, and the schedule of the Intermediate Championship, I'm sure you're going to hope for a little bit of rest, but I'm sure hopefully common sense will prevail, and both sets of players will get sufficient rest time, because we'd like to give them both a fair opportunity to go again.
Well, hopefully, I don't know about common sense maybe around here, but anyway, look, I think it's crazy to expect boys after doing that there to come out again Wednesday night and then go on a final on Sunday. I think, you know, I don't know why you'd hardly expect professional players to do it, like. And then
I suppose the scope of the 2 week break to the final, you know, there is that scope to move the replay on there. So ideally I would imagine that would be the way it would play out.
2 weeks is surely enough for to recovery. We played an Ulster a day after winning the championship one time, like. So yeah. I'm sure I would take the 2 weeks or break your arms if we got the 2 weeks, you know. But I suppose, look, no, I don't know who won the other game, but whoever, they might have a say in it maybe. But you know, between that, I think common sense is that, look, we're, these boys are giving up everything, you know. We're training since February. I'm sure Ballyshannon's the same. Like, to ask them now to play three games that they're important in a week, I think, you know, I don't think anybody, if they do that, like, I don't think it's very fair in the players.